Sakura and her classmates giggled as they walked as a group down the hallways of their school. The group included two of Sakura's good friends, Ran and Hinata, gossiping to each other and generally laughing away as they prepared to leave. As they neared their lockers, a topic came up that instantly grabbed Sakura's attention. "Competition?" Sakura repeated, almost hooked on the word. "Uh-oh, this won't end well." Ran spoke quietly to a nearby compatriot.
"Yeah, but it's really bizarre," Hinata answered.
She was legitimately intrigued in seeing Sakura compete in activities, but their classmates knew Sakura set her ambitions too high, and she would always end up getting herself in some sort of trouble. Everyone knew this would be interesting.
"I want to try! I need to do something to keep my mind off the tournament! I'm too excited right now!"
Sakura said with her fist up.
"Where do I sign up?"
Ran tilted her head and sighed. "You haven't even heard what it's about yet." The eager Hinata continued.
"It's a contest to see how much you can blow yourself up!"
Sakura's face turned into one of confusion.
"Huh? Someone has to blow you up with a hand pump for how many times you say, and the person who gets the biggest is the champion!"
Sakura's mood dampened a bit. She hadn't had a lot of experience with this, and the one she'd had didn't end in her favor. She paused a bit, concerned. Suddenly, a mysterious girl with red hair turned to the crowd of giggling schoolgirls and threw them a smirk.
"I bet you're too scared to try it, huh?"
Sakura's brow lowered, and she stepped toward the red-haired girl in determination.
"No way! I can easily be the best at this! It sounds all too easy!"
"Sakura, you're way too easy to persuade," sighed Ran. The red-haired girl closed her eyes and continued, clearly egging Sakura on.
"If it's so easy, you should be able to double the highest score, huh?"
Sakura nodded.
"You bet!"
She turned to her friends and put out her arms.
"Well, let's go make history!"
The group sighed as Sakura bolted outwards, Ran and Hinata chasing after her, wondering exactly where she was going. Sakura stood with her posse in the middle of the empty gym, with a hose in hand. She looked over it, starting to slowly realize what sort of situation she's getting herself into.
"So, what is the score I have to beat?" 28 pumps,"
replied Hinata, who stood with her hands on the lever of a large bike pump. Sakura scoffed.
"Ha! I can easily do 54 of these."
"Don't you mean 56? Ran softly replied, knowing Sakura wasn't listening. Sakura popped the hose into her mouth and wrapped her lips around it. The metallic taste was an unwelcome one, but she didn't pay much attention to it. She gave her ally a thumbs up, ready to go. Hinata sighed, pausing for a moment, then slamming down the lever. A loud sound echoed through the empty gym as the air shot itself instantly into Sakura's body. Her eyes widened and her hands shot downwards, taken a bit by surprise. Slowly, the lever rose up. The slide of the plastic rang louder than before. The room dead silent as they prepared to watch Sakura's body rise. A second pump. Sakura could feel her chest try to press up a bit. She didn't feel bigger, but lighter. She slowly began to place her hands upon her chest, but not before another blast of air forced its way down her throat. Her hands shot outwards again. This time, feeling a bit of air stiffening them up. She began to wiggle her fingers and noticed that the resistance to movement was steadily increasing. A fourth pump. Sakura could feel a tightness within her bra now. Her breast had begun to spring forward this time. Her skirt began to feel more snug against her waist. She was just now starting to realize how much air she would have to doubt before she reached her goal. But it was too late now. A fifth blast entered her body. She let out a muffled grunt. The growing pressure began to make her feel the need to pull out the hose. It was a feeling of tightness that scared her into thinking she would pop. But it only meant her skin was just beginning to stretch. Ron realized his problem soon and placed her hand upon the hose, pressing it between Sakura's lip to prevent the pressure from popping it out early. Sakura began to feel a bit trapped now, but tried to ignore these growing feelings. A sixth pump. Her chest began to bounce as air began to jump around in her body. She lifted her arms up to her breast to examine them, but was unable to bend her arms far enough to reach, and her puffy fingers couldn't move much anymore. A seventh pump. She began to notice her butt began to feel pretty big against her tightening red panties. She was able to place her fingers across her bum, rubbing across the fabric of her skirt, feeling almost like someone had stuck a balloon inside of it. She could feel the curves of her legs straightening out as they too began to stiffen with air, as well as her arms being pulled up. All the while, her chest continued to develop into something a little more generous. The ninth pump. She could no longer move a muscle. Every inch of her skin was tightly pumped. She had gotten past the first stage.
10.
Hinata breathed out. Sakura felt her skin stretching and her clothing tighten.
11? 12?
Hinata continued, beginning to pump faster. Sakura let out a muffled groan as she felt the pressure multiply. The air tried to push out the way it entered, but Ron had the hose tightly secured, only allowing Sakura to grunt in return.
14!
The voice continued to say amongst the echoed hissing of Sakura's ballooning body. Her skirt began to rise up as her hips widened graciously, and her butt inflated like two round balloons, and her red underwear skin tight against her bulbous bum. Her breast gently lifted out, giving her a new set of C-cup tits. The feeling of her breast inflating was a pleasing one, but mixed among the several other emotions he was experiencing, she could only stare out blankly, trying to ignore the powerful sensations building up inside of her as she became an overinflated schoolgirl blow-up doll.
15! 16! 17!
Echoed a voice from far off. Sakura could barely hear anything over the sound of air bouncing around inside her body. Each new burst of air caused her feelings to cycle around inside her as it continued to make room for more. It massaged her from the inside, which was calming as well as ticklish. Her breasts had grown another cup size, and her legs had billowed outwards beautifully, giving her an all-new ridiculous curve. Standing still, her skirt now fluttered outwards enough to expose her red panties a bit.
8! 18! 20!
The voice faded out. Sakura's body gently began to float, only to be stopped by Ron weighing her down, who was fighting a great pressure caused by Sakura's overinflated body resisting the incoming air and tried to push it out. Sakura's shirt rode up her stomach as it made room for her enormous chest. Her arms, legs, and torso inflated to match her growth, but her curves had more give and continued to grow faster. Her shirt was now tightened against her torso, her breasts now becoming the biggest in the school and soon passing beyond. Her bra squeezing into her body uncomfortably, a ripping sound began to ring out as her underwear began to reach its limit.
Okay, you're halfway, Sakura!
Hinata called out, confident that Sakura could easily beat this score. Ron was a little more concerned. Sakura's hearing was muffled, though. The pressure affected her hearing, as well as the sound of air flowing through her, drowning all else out. There was a short pause as her friend exclaimed her progress, but soon another burst hit her body, and her features exploded outwards once more. She heard a soft snapping sound. but immediately recognized the feeling of her breasts freeing themselves from her bra, which fell to the floor limply, although her shirt still battled to keep them maintained. A ripping sound continued to ring out in the gym as her panties began to tear. Unable to keep its composure around Sakura's amazing bum and extremely wide legs that would give Chun-Li a run for her money. It was 32 pumps now. Sakura couldn't concentrate enough to even comprehend how big she was getting. Her shirt was now skin's height and somewhat transparent as it stretched around the orbs beneath. Each were about the size of beach balls. Her skirt was tight around her waist, although it simply rode up against her enormous rear, simply revealing her bits free to the world as her red panties finally ripped in half. Her allies were a bit uncomfortable with Sakura's increasing nudity. 40 pumps. Hinata was starting to feel pretty sore at this point. Ron was gripping the hose tightly as she attempted to keep it wedged between Sakura's bloated lips. The pressure she was fighting was becoming tremendous. Sakura was starting to realize how big she was. More so, she began to feel the pressure in her mounts as her skin began to tighten. Ron could feel Sakura's body become a little less soft and a little more taut. She was becoming full. Her shirt now revealed an undercleavage as it rode up to make room for her squished, weather balloon-sized breast with an exposed lower curve to match. Now about twice as tall as normal, Sakura was quite a sight to behold. Ron's face began to express worry, but Hinata continued to slowly inflate the blow-up doll Sakura, pushing her towards the size of a personal parade float. Her breast began to bounce out, too tight to grow outwards any further. Her skin began to smooth outwards greatly, showing that every part of her body was now occupied by air. 46 pump. 10 more to go, and Sakura already felt full. Two more slowly approached. Now even Hinata began to feel pressure as this air slowly protested entering Sakura. 49. Her breast jiggled as air found its way into them, her nipples puffing out to make space. 50. Her fingers and toes began to overinflate. 51. The pump was now much slower to press down, Sakura's body trying desperately to make room and quickly running out of options. 52. Her butt stretched outwards further. Her skin began to actually hurt. 53. Her breast pushed out slightly. Her shirt suddenly popped up, now only wrapped tightly around her neck, fully exposing her two titanic globes with puffed out nipples. 54. Her face began to feel a bit puffy. She was filled to the brim. 55. She wasn't sure air even entered her body. Creaks and groans rang out from her balloon-like skin. Hinata pushed as far as she could at the lever, trying to squeeze out the final pump into the challenger. The hose began to slip between Ron's fingers as the force became unstoppable. Sakura's body fought hard to relieve itself of the air that threatened to burst a poor schoolgirl. The lever was nearing the bottom of the pump, slowly, surely, pushing the last bit of air into the balloon. Suddenly, the hose popped out of Ron's hand and bashed her into the face. Sakura's mouth began to push out air so quickly, her feathery body quickly pushed backwards and rocketed across the gym floor. She continued to deflate like an opened balloon, air rushing out so quickly that she bounced across the gym and back in only a matter of seconds. The uncontrollable, deflating girl bounced noisily through the room until eventually, unfortunately, pushing herself straight out the door. Her friends gasped and quickly ran to the door, only to see their friend off in the distance, leaving behind her outstretched clothes upon the grass. There was no telling where the naked soccer balloon was heading. The two girls stared off blankly, until a minute later, Hinata finally broke the silence.
"So, she won, right?"